بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونس حضرت مولانا محمد الیاس صاحب حضرت مولانا عبدالقادر صاحب رائے پوری رحمت اللہ علیہ ویت سہارنپور This was around 1939-1940. There was some unrest in India at the time. And they were working towards the independence of India. After that point was under the British rule. And jointly Muslims, non-Muslims, were all working towards moving away the English. Whilst all this is carrying on, and there was another effort to separate Pakistan from India. And in this effort of separating India from Pakistan, the senior ulama on either side, one was pro-Pakistan, like Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, etc. And there were those that were pro not separating Pakistan from India, rule it and run it as it was running all in the past. And all had the reasons, the proofs, this is better, and the other felt that was better. And when there is a difference of opinion, then one is the difference of opinion at the level of senior ulama. At the level of senior ulama, respect is maintained, the cordial relationship is retained, there is no mudslinging, there is love, respect, and the difference is maintained as a difference. This is what you think about it, and this is how I feel about it. The respect is not compromised, there is no mudslinging, there is no running the next person down, everything is working well. So this is at the level of the seniors. And then when it comes down to the juniors, تو چھوٹے تو بات بڑھا کر کے بیان کرتے ہیں. They have some exaggeration. One would put his two cents, three cents, no, Hazrat said this, and Hazrat meant this. And then when they exaggerate and they give the two cents and three cents, then at that point now there is mudslinging, there is humiliating, disgracing, running down people. And when that happens, then the respect is lost, the confidence and the trust that is supposed to be had for the elders, that's lost, everything goes away. Now that becomes a very critical point, and what is to be done in this type of a situation. So now, around this time of India, Indian history, as Muhammad Ilyas Sahib and Mawlana Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi are seated in Saharanpur, and the discussion is going on that Hamara ji chahta hai, we long to meet Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Now in this incidence of this awliya and buzurgan-e-deen, great ulama, great buzurgan-e-deen, there are a lot of lessons for us. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. See the story of this awliya, buzurgan-e-deen, mashayikh, ulama. This is the fruit of the effort. It's like the natija and the thamar of the Quran Sharif. And the one that is observing, he observes more the fruit than anything else. So you're not so concerned about the tree, not about the branch, not about the leaf, but definitely your eyes is on the fruit. So So one is the Quran, one is the Hadith, Hadith apart, and then it is the Samara. The Samara is in your behavior, in your conduct, in your action, in your deeds. So the stories are mentioned as a Samara. And because people are more driven with the Samara, with the story, therefore the story is related. So see, it came from this tree here, and what was the fruit like? It came from this tree, what was the fruit like? So you get attracted, and you're attracted from the fruit to the tree, and from the tree to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's how it moves. So that's the reason why we quote the story. Second reason is this, that in the recent past, in our zamana, in our time, then can we see someone that we can relate to? Like these people were more or less just before our time. Al-Mawla Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi, around 1942 he passed away. Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Sahib also around the same time. So it's like our age, same at the same time. So when it's of our time, our era, then we can relate to them with much ease. So the discussion is going on between them. That Muhammad Ilyas Sahib says, "Fuyuz ki kami na yahan par hai, na wahan par hai." If you talk about blessings and barakat, then there's nothing short this side, there's nothing short on that end. On the one end is Hazrat Mawla Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi, and on the other end is Hazrat Shaykhul Islam Hazrat Mawla Madani Sahib Rahmatullahi. Both are oceans of knowledge and of barakat. Na yahan par kami hai, aur na wahan par kami hai. There is nothing short here, and there is nothing short here. Now see how they're wording themselves. Now they themselves are kings of awliya. Raipuri Sahib and Ilyas Sahib, they are the kings, right? But then the ones that are senior to them in age, in what respect they hold them. But then they say that Mu'tariz yahan se bhi mahroom aur wahan se bhi mahroom. The one that tries to look out for faults and runs them down, humiliates them, speaks out against them, then he gets left out this side, and he gets left out on that end. This side also he gets left out, deprived, and this side also. Otherwise the ocean is filled, the oceans are filled with barakat, with blessing. But the one that doesn't look at them correctly, he gets left out this side, he gets left out on that end. In 1979 or so, I had gone for Hajj, the grace of Allah Ta'ala. So there were some problems in India, leading ulama, and there were some problems. So Padma Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullahi was quite familiar with us, family people, etc. So when there is familiarity, then you speak a little bit informally, straight you speak. But you're not familiar with the person, then you have to duck and dive and speak in circles. Familiar, there is informal relationship. So milne ke saathi, met him, tum kis ki taraf ho? Straight. On which side are you? First question. See, there was some familiarity and informality. Because of the informality, straight he asked me, kis ki taraf ho? So that, main kisi ki taraf nahi. Iska bhi ihtiram karta hoon, aur iska bhi ihtiram karta hoon. But I'm not on any side. I respect this one, and I respect this one as well. Haan, isi tarah se rehna, isi tarah se rehna. He was Pathan, so he'll talk with a little bit of Josh. Isi tarah se rehna. Point is, but you must remain like this. You respect both. Now with the passage of time, all the mysteries begin to unravel. Then Mawla Muhammad Ilyas Sahib says to Mawla Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ji chahata hai ki Hazrat Mawla Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi ki haan ja karke haziri de. Our heart's desire that we go there, pay our respects. See how they talking, the respect. See these people that came, the Bani of the Tabligh Jamaat, who started it off. And Rai Puri became the great man of Zikr, etc., right? Of his age, to whom Mawla Ali Mia, Mawla Manzoor Nomani used to go, right? So they didn't just come like that. See the respect, the relationship, how they are talking, their words are like calculated. They're not just talking randomly. So every word of this, every action of this, has to be looked at, and looked at very seriously. Not just random, not on the surface. Now are they saying that our heart desires that we go and pay them a respect. But dar hai, we have the fear ki humare andar us darje ki adab nahi. We don't have that adab. Shayad humari haziri se Hazrat ko kuch aziyat pahunch jaye. Because of us being a little bit deficient in adab, we may cause takleef to Hazrat. Now they are themselves so great, right? They could have reworded it, rephrased it. Mawla bahut nazuk tabiyat ki hai, choti baaton se unko taghayyur aa jata hai. He's very very refined, and he can become short fused, you know. They could have rephrased it like that. But now see when they are talking, how they are talking. And now if you compare this to our type of informal talk with our friends, how we go about talking and how they talk. I say in every word, every sentence, there is some lesson. As Mawla Thani Sahib Rahmatullahi writes, the way to progress, you want to progress, you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gives a whole itinerary how you go about doing it. He says, first you have to understand what it is all about. You want to do namaz, you have to learn namaz. If Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taught by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Ammani Jibreel indal bayt, Jibreel salam came and taught me, right? So if Rasul-e-Pak sallam had to be taught, then are we absorbed of learning? So we have to learn what this whole tasawuf is all about. Understand it and understand it correctly. Like any other kitab, qiraat, tajweed, etc., you have to learn it under someone. But you try and learn it on your own, what happens? You may think that you're doing it right. One Englishman is trying to learn Urdu of his own. So he saw one of his workers. So he tell his worker, "Tu to mota fakir hai." So that worker is saying, "Main to patla dubla sa hu." What is he saying? And I'm wealthy. What are you saying? I'm mota fakir. No, tum mota fakir ho. I'm telling you, tum mota fakir ho. Mota, Urdu means fat. Fakir like a poor person, right? Say, I'm wealthy. I'm not fat. Main kehta hu ke tum mota fakir ho. Bhai, tum kahan se kehte ho? Batao to sahi. So you open up the dictionary. And what was there was mutafakir. You know, you're worried. Now, because the Englishman's tongue is a little bit thick, right? So he can't get the pronunciation right. When he can't get the pronunciation right, he's saying mutafakir. So now, you see, simple things, you need someone to be guiding you. Have I understood this right? Do I have the right understanding? Am I applying my own understanding to the whole thing? Or is this the accepted understanding of the tasawuf, or whatever the science it may be? So now that comes with time. So he says, the first you have to learn what it is. No, understand what it is. Then the second point, he says, the second line after that, after you have learned what it is, then the second thing that will be beneficial is a lot of zikr and associating with your elder. You made zikr and you associated, you frequented. The word is, what is you frequented? Rasat se unke paas baithna. So you're making zikr and you are sitting with him. So with the passage of time, then you understand, alright, this is all what he is all about. I understand it. I understand the color. I'm getting to understand what it is. Now see how the sequence is showing. At first you get the understanding. Then the second line is you make zikr. He'll guide you obviously, but with that zikr, then you frequent him. So you understand now how it falls in place. You see him now, you see him tomorrow, you see him the other day. You see, alright, I understand this thing. I had one understanding of it, now my understanding has changed. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi says, he says, we came into ilm for dunya, right? For abad deen. Then, but when we came in for deen, for dunya, but deen refused, said, no, we'll make you ours only. We won't leave you for dunya. But you see how it started off, and as he started frequenting, then he became Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi, leading muhaddis, leading faqih, and a saintly person. So in all respects, muhaddis, faqih, and a great buzurg also. So every line they count him. In fact, until the 3rd century or so, Sufyan Thawri was like one of the five mazhabs. You know, one of the four imams. He was also a sahib mazhab. And then after about 3rd century or so, I think discontinued. But he was also a sahib mazhab. So to be a sahib mazhab, you need to be an imam in hadith, imam in Quran, imam in fiqh. Then only can you become an imam. So he was like an imam at the time. So the first level, what he was, and then he started carrying on and on and on, and where it escalated him, where it brought him. So this is that kasrat. And then after, he says, the third level now. First level, learning what it is all about, then meeting and zikr, right? Then the third level, he says, then is ittila. You also mention, you know, you report. Report and ittiba. Ittila and ittiba. You relate and emulate. You relate what it is all about, what's going on, and then you emulate. Like a lot of them, people come in, they want to make the Islah, and the main discussion at the beginning will be, well, I got this property, I got that, what must do here, what must do there. So that's how they start off. Until after some time at retirement, right? You come in here, not for this business and property, you came here for Islah. So that leaves it out. Now talk about something else. So initially this is how they come, they understand, coming to Jamaat first, when my business is not doing well, I need to get some barakat. So now, what are you starting him off, but then slowly you work on his iman and ikhlas, and you shift the person. It's not just for barakat here, it's for something else that you come here. So slowly you shift the person and correct him. Initially this is how he'll come in, this will be his outlook, and then eventually comes right. Like you'll find, a lot of students will come to you around the time of exam. You know, exam, Hazrat. After exam, it's gone. Nowadays, people come with Ramadan. Everybody will flock. I suppose the shaitans are locked up, and the nafs also is suppressed, so they come. And then, the moment Ramadan is over, the shaitans are all opened, and the nafs got the freedom. Yehja wahja, kalas. He's gone this side, that side. So that means there was some impediment on the way. Who's the impediment? أَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى أَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ. Thus is an impediment. Shaitan is just, he is the spanner in the work. But the work is the nafs. He is a spanner, right? He brings about some impediments. But who carries out the impediment? The nafs carries out the impediment, right? You can't blame it on the cell phone. That thing is the problem. You blame it on the nafs. The nafs wanted to see that thing. So he bought the phone and he began to see that thing. Say, now this thing here, it, you know, it destroyed my life. What it made me do? Throwing that thing, don't throw it, bust that thing. Then you come right. But then you made tawbah, say, this thing here, man, this thing is like a shaitan, this thing. And when that whole josh has subsided, let me just see a little bit, ismeh kya ho raha hai. And then you fall into the same hole. Came out, falling in. Came out, and you're falling in again. وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. That must be, this is a jumla fi'liya, must be a continuous thing, mustamir. You must, can't be today, and then again you're falling back. So ittila, relate and emulate. And then after he says, at the last point now, is then, har aadmi ka zarf hai, is your capacity that you come in, and according to your capacity, you progress. Either the truth and the capacity that you come in with, the capacity grows. Look at Ibn Atta's work. The capacity grows with your commitment on the teaching of the Shaykh. What teaching the Shaykh gives you, you keep your commitment to that, then your capacity grows. Your capacity grows, then before you were a bicycle, then you moved on to a scooter, then to a 4x4, then to a little bit of a Hilux, then you moved on, you became a jet, you became a plane, now you became a rocket. See? But now that all is dependent upon the person's commitment. What level of commitment and truth he gives, Allah just keeps on escalating. So these incidents are related because of this, that we begin to see things and see things in perspective, how these people work. You came for something, rather make the best of it. Rather than saying, alright, let's do a little bit of this. Sab kush karna hai, isko bhi khush karna hai, shaitan ko bhi khush karna hai, faraan ko bhi khush karna hai. Let's keep everybody happy. If you came for Allah Ta'ala, then commit yourself, give yourself. In Delhi, just near the Jama Masjid, there's two qabars. One is of Hare Bare, and one is Sarmad, right? So great buzurg of their time. Their time, Alamgir Rafta's time. But they were very great buzurgs. Right? So, Sarmad was, I think it was Sarmad, he said something or he did something that was not appropriate. But they were saintly persons of their time. But sometimes what happens, that you go through a mental phase. Through that mental phase, you may say something or you may do something that is not in total conformity. Right? Because you are a buzurug, you will not say that the wrong that you are doing is right. It's not in conformity. We'll have to stop you. Are you singing too much, too loud? Right? Now, you're in a mental phase, so you say you're mazur, right? Because you're mazur, then we won't go and jam you up, right? But now, if it is the head of the state, he has to jam you up. Because if he's going to allow you, he'll have to allow the next person, and the third person. You may be mazur. What about the second person and the third person? So we'll have to stop the thing. So sometimes we'll stop just a song, not accompanied by any type of musical instruments. We'll have to stop it. Why? Not because what you're saying is wrong, but the next person will take the wrong cue from you, and this will perpetuate. Now, how are you going to control that thing? Can you control it? So Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayh heard about this Sarmad. He warned him first, second time, third time, and by third or the fourth time, they said, can chop off his head. So his head was chopped off, he's the king, and as his head is chopped off, he's got his head on his palm. From the opposite direction, his sheikh comes, Hare Bare. Right? We are going to, sheikh is talking, very good. I'm going to complain to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayh. Say, don't waste your time, because Alamgir waha hokar ke aaye hain. He went and consulted the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he did what he did. So he's, don't think he's a simple person. He may be the head of the state, but do you know who he is? So this Hare Bare, he says, do kar as e do kar mikun. He says, choose one of the things. One of the two, just choose it. Either you give yourself for Allah Ta'ala, otherwise, forget the story. What? You know, you're striving to come close to Allah Ta'ala. So either you give yourself up, give yourself completely, fully, otherwise forget this. Don't take this name yet. Now, you say, you know, you love that girl, but you're playing with her, you're playing with someone else, you're playing with your toy, with your phone. What should you say? Wife, make up your mind. Are you for me, or for that toy, for that phone, for this one here, for that one? She'll get fed up. She'll get tired of it. If it is for Allah Ta'ala, then commit yourself. Give yourself. That's the wise thing to do, and that's the right thing to do. But a little bit here, a little bit that side, a little bit that side, other side. And you say, no, don't put your eggs all in one basket. Put it here, that side, that side. It's like a gambling, you know, this thing, you may just win here. Like a jackpot, you know. So you didn't put all your money on the one horse. first horse, second horse, third horse, ten horse. So if one was win, isn't it? So you win at the end. But it's not like that. Though car as he understand, and then when you have held on, then hold on, very firm. Then don't speculate. Allah Pak doesn't want that. You hold on. وَعَتَسِيمُ بِحَلِّ. Look at that tafsir. What does it mean of وَعَتَسِيمُ? It says hold on, trust, ask, beg. All these things come under وَعَتَسِيمُ بِحَلِّ اللَّهِ. Hold on and hold on firmly. Then don't shift. So this zarf of yours progresses proportionate to your commitment. You give the commitment, then you progress. And you say, no, you speculate and you want to do your own thing. That means that you are saying that I, my sheikh also, I can guide myself as well. My sheikh is guiding me, but I am also sheikh. So then really, that you are the sheikh, not the sheikh, you are the sheikh. Because you are putting your own 2 cents above his teaching. So then he loses the confidence and he loses the trust. They say, yeh mera admi to hai nahi. In his mind he feels, so yeh mera admi nahi hai. Yeh kisi aur ke, ya to nafs ke hai, ya kisi aur ke hai. So, main uske piche kyun padhu? Now look at these people here who had committed themselves. Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So he must have been about 20 when Muhammad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed on. But right since then, his tabiat was like this. So he escalated the work Allah Pak took from him. And not an orator. You know, if you look at his bayans and all that, when Mufti Rafi Sahib speaks about him and he quotes his father, he says his bayans we couldn't understand. You know, mixed up and whatever. But we couldn't understand what he's talking about. But then the work that Allah Pak took out of him, that was a different thing. How did that happen? See, he already gave himself up. So his ta'aluk with Muhammad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah was such that he's in the khidmat and Muhammad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah is in his room. Every 5-10 minutes he'll go and see in a very discreet manner, not to disturb Muhammad's privacy or his rest. But is he alright? Is there a fly sitting on his face? Is something disturbing him? But you see the attachment. The attachment grew so much that when Al-Mawad Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had passed on, then he connected himself to Mawla Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, right? Then he complained to Al-Mawad Sahanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi that, you know, I don't have the money at all, but I want to come and spend time here, but I just don't have the money. I don't even have, I only had this one paisa or something, 2 paisa, just for the postage, nothing else. But my heart's desire is to come and spend time. So now, when he's reached that level, now the Shaykh tells him, fikr na kare, tumhare liye dur aur nazdeek dono barabar hai. Now you don't have to worry. Because whether you're living at a distance or you are here, both are the same. So that current that is flowing now, at that high voltage, now you're getting it where you are. So you have passed that stage. So even at that point, you're still getting the same voltage. So they are speaking amongst themselves and they say, we don't have that level of adab, and we fear we may cause some pain to the Mu'tanwi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and therefore we don't find it appropriate. The Muhammad Ilyas Sahib said, takleef ho jaye to pare ho jaye, hum takleef dene ke liye ja nahi rahe. Hazrat to hamare bade hain, chote to apne baron ke kapron par peshab bhi kar lete hain. Bare to bare hi hote hain. Says, what's the if there is some takleef? We're not going with the intention to cause any inconvenience. We're going to pay our respect and to benefit. And our elders, when they are our elders, sometimes the juniors, the children, they miss the elders' clothing. Sometimes it's vomit, sometimes it's pisab, right? But they won't take the child and put him into the dead box A. It was gandagiya, tango is cool. They still would love, with respect, clean him up and carry on. When you see the mother, the child, as the child is being washed up and all that, clean and all that, and then just about the mother is drying him up, and then he'll swasp by one way. Sometimes we are right on the mother's face. The mother said, tapping, my darling, my baby, etc. Don't you see it happening? You see what is happening. Although the foot is right on the face, but the mother has got that level of compassion, unbelievable. And the compassion of this Buzrughan Adin is far greater than the compassion that the mother has for the child. See that one is that level and one is the mother's level. So the elders, our elders, still know we are children. And children mess it up. They still clever, they still clean us, they still hug us, they still cuddle us, they still love us. Now they say, alright, ab to hum, jo bhi baat hume jana hi hai. Or ab to tay ho gaya, to jana hi hai. Now we'll have to go there. See every step, how they're talking, how they're working. Fa'tabiru. Open your minds, understand. So as they reach the Khanqa entrance, that's why Tamir Sahib Rahman is informed about the arrival. So Mawlana has got a very tight schedule, right? Imagine now, he's got 1,000 kitabs. So he's doing something on the tafsir, something on fiqh, something on the fatawa, something on the islah side. So many kitabs he's had to attend. Now, to be able to write like this, you need a very composed and a calm mind. If your mind is running away here and there, then you can't have a composed mind. When you can't have a composed mind, then you can't do ilmi work. Ilmi work requires that your mind must be very much composed, very calm, very relaxed, that you can see the masla and you can see it fully. But otherwise, if your mind is running away everywhere, then you can't see the thing. You want to concentrate, but your mind is running away. You want to concentrate, then your mind is running in a different direction. Hakim Akhtar Sahib was here, rahmatullahi. He's explaining once that his peer by was Mawlana Mufti Rashid Ahmad, Fatawa, what? Ahsan al Fatawa. Yeah. So that was his peer by. So it was some jihad thing that they were talking about. So Ahsan al Fatawa, Mufti Rashid Sahib says, jo dimag wale ho, to unko taaleem mein lagao. Jo aise dimag wale na ho, to jihad karte rahe, wo bhi kaam kare, lekin wo jihad kare. The ones that got the brains, the ones that are working, ilmi people, let them do ilmi work. Let them be concentrated in ilmi work. And the ones that are not so committed and not in that level, right, of concentration, working, focus, etc., they may do the jihad work, etc. But if these people do the jihad work, etc., then who's going to fill in the gap here for the void for the ilm, ta'aleem, etc.? Both the work have to be done. This has to be done, that has to be done. This person is not committed. Right. Now this person here, you pull him out from here and get him to do this work here, ask you, will there be a void created here? Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu is appointed the Khalifa, right? Madina Munawwara. Rasulullah has left the world. Umar radiyallahu anhu is already confirmed to go the Jamaat of Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhu. So look at the adab. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, he goes to Usama, that is the leader, the Amir of the Jamaat. And he sits in his presence like how you would sit before a Buzurg. He is the Khalifa. Usama is fit to be his grandchild, 17, 18 years of age at the time. He says, you the Amir of this Jamaat. Umar is enlisted in your Jamaat. But now the reign of Khilafat has come to me. And I can't manage this without an assistance of a senior person like Umar. So with your blessings and your permission, will you allow him to be here? So that there's something coming up that I can consult, I can refer, and I can manage this thing right. So I say, hey, hands up, you must do it straight away. But you see the whole proceed, how it works. It's not just random, you go this side, yeah, you go do this. No. You see how the management. So you see this be-tartibi, kahan se shuru hoti hai. So now, Hazrat Mawlana Tamir Sahib Rahmatullahi, the type of work that he was in charge of, he needed a lot of composure, calmness, relaxed mind, so that he can handle it so well, that a person like a great Allama like Hazrat Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullahi, when he picks up his tafsir, Bayanul Quran, he has to say that yeh sab mutaqaddimeen ka majmua hai. Majmua aur khulasa hai. It is the essence of the writings of all the mutaqaddimeen. So I ask, if he didn't have that composed mind, that calm and relaxed mind, could he have written something like this? So in his behavior, in his ways, he had to be very relaxed, so that he maintained the composure and he could execute what Allah Pak has assigned him to do. So he says to the people in the Khanqah that are seated there, said, "You see, these two busugs are coming. I will go personally and receive them. You will remain seated." Right? Because the whole majmaya, if they're going to get up here and going to receive these two busugs, then it will bring about a little bit of mental turmoil. If not to me, then to them as well. And like I need this, they also need this. So it's a relaxed environment. I went and showed them the respect. I held them by the hand, brought them to the front, showed them the respect. My respect will be in lieu of your respect. The respect that you're supposed to be showing, I will do it. Anyway, these two Buzuganadin met, and Mona Sad Mona Tamil Sahib Rahmatullahi brought them two in front. For some moments, there was some dead silence. Then Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi, he broke the silence. He says, "Mera to Raipur aana hua, lekin aapka dekhna yaad nahi. I had come to Raipur, but I don't remember seeing you." That was the start of something informal, friendly, Inna li dakhili wahshatan farahibu. Person that is coming in, then he is a little bit apprehensive, right? A little apprehensive is new, so you should make him feel welcome. Hey, make your zikr. What's the prayer for today? Person has come in, so welcome him. Make him feel welcome, understand where he's coming from. So he came to Raipur, I don't remember seeing you. So a little bit of an informal talk, welcoming talk, make him feel warm and comfortable. One thing he said, this is one. Second, he says, "Ek dafa waha par pahuncha, lekin phir waha jaane se to main mazoor hu." I came to Raipur once, but now I don't think I'll ever be able to come now. So there's two things already mentioned. Kaun si cheez maani hui? What prevents you from coming back to Raipur? He said, "You see, when Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi had passed on, then I had counted Mawlana Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullahi to be one of the senior people of Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullahi. And after the personality has left, so in respect of the personality, I thought that he is now the vice-juran, the deputy. So to get the barakat and to get the relationship, I presented myself. When I went there, then we had taken meals, Shanamas was read, and Mona guided us to where our sleeping places are. I was resting quite comfortably about 12 or 1 o'clock at night. My eyes opened out. When my eyes opened up, then I looked and I saw Almar Raipuri Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he's got a big stick. So now I thought some problem, something has taken place now, some unrest or something has happened now for him to have a stick at that time of the morning. So I jumped up from the bed. I said, "Is there any problem?" He said, No. "Yahan par koi kisi kisam ki khauf ki baat nahi. There's nothing here. But what happened here is this, that you see, this is like a rural farm area, right? And when it's a rural farm area, then there may be some worker or some farmer going across at that part of the night, right? And when they'll be going at that part of the night across the farms, then they talk or they whistle or they sing. Now, I know in the 1960s, right, we were living in Reunion, if there's a person walking alone in the street, right, 1 o'clock in the morning, he'll sing loudly or something, just to repulse all the fear. So he'll be singing loudly just to repulse that. So I could relate to this because I've seen this thing happening. So there may be someone that will shout, and when he'll shout, he'll be disturbing your sleep. So I don't want your sleep to be disturbed, so therefore I'm on guard this night here, so that you may have a nice sound sleep. So Tamil Sabra says, Abta mera anata band hoya. Now I can't come here. I'm thinking of the man as such a high buzurg, and he's doing this type of khidmat for me, so I can't come now. That means I'm requesting him to do my khidmat. So that's what he'll amount to, so now I can't come. Then I said, you don't remember seeing me. Hazrat, aapko yaad hoga. You may remember that there was a youngster who was attending to all the mehman, perhaps washing the hands or getting the beds right. So he was attending to that. Ha, ek jawan Punjabi, aadi aastin wale sadri pehen karke, kuch mehmano ki khidmat kar rahe. But main wahi hoon. Main wahi hoon. I was that one. Anyway, that sitting was going on very well, and the cheering, the talking nicely. Now it was perhaps namaz time or something, and more time Tamisab Rahmatullah had to get up. So this is now around 39-40, just about 2 years before Mawad passed away. So Mawad was over 80 now, and he was getting a little bit weak. So he needed to get up. So he was supporting himself and coming up. So Mawad Raipuri Sahib is still quite young, so he supported him to come up. Now that statement that he made after that, Mustafa Rahman should relate the story here. But when this last part came, Mustafa should be tearing. But I heard this story a couple of good times. And I suppose because of the treasure of knowledge that's in this thing here, how these Buzurgan, how they interacted, how they worked, it is for us to learn. So many things here, but for us to learn. So when he supported Al-Mawad Tarmi Sahib Rahmatullahi to bring up, so Al-Mawad Tarmi Sahib Rahmatullahi's words were, or wahan par bhi yaad karna. Just remember me in the future as well. In other words, I've got few years to live now, then when I'm gone, then remember me. Now you remembered me, you supported me, when I'm gone as well. You see the elder and how he treats his junior, and the junior, how they do for the elder. This Buzrugaladin that came up, they didn't just spring up like popcorn or like mushroom, just came up like, overnight. It was a lot of effort that went in, a lot of pain, a lot of difficulty, a lot of effort that went behind it. But it is fa'atabiru ya ulil absar, the one that's got eyes and understanding, he will take a lesson. And the one that doesn't want to, then there is no cure for him, there is no healing. But the one wants to learn, he wants to benefit, he wants to progress, then there is a lot of things here to learn. But provided, Hazrat Rahman used to say quite often, he used to say, kya kahun, main kisse kahun, koi sunne wala bhi ho. He would say with a lot of pain, so I want to pass these things on, but main kisse kahun, koi sunne wala bhi ho. Who must I say it to? Is there any person listening around? So he could see now that they're not responding like it was desired. Now this was Hazrat is talking about before he passed away, maybe in the 80s, around that time. Now from then till now, it's over 30 years that passed, right? So now, what will be the level now of people? Koi sunne wala bhi ho? Is there any person that's appreciating this type of things? Today, in the sabak, so we're talking about the Hajj, right? And it's about Hajjatul Wida. So, إِذَا رَأَوْهُ الْأَعْرَابُ. And this villages, when they saw Rasulullah Paksa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So obviously, they may have seen Rasulullah Paksa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the first time. Because when they heard that Rasulullah Paksa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is leaving for Hajj, people from far and wide all joined in, right? Hear about 100,000 or more than 100,000 and all joined in. فَلَمَّا نَزَرُوهُ, when they saw him, they say, هَذَا وَجْهٌ مُبَارَكٌ. This is a Mubarak face, it's a blessed face. So that's why the poet says, کہ مرد حقانی کی پیشانی کا نور کہیں چھپا رہتا ہے پیش ذی شعور. اللہ والا مبارک فیس, کین اٹ بی کنسیلڈ پرسن دیٹس گاٹ سم انڈرسٹینڈنگ, دیر از نو بایس, دیر از نو بایس ان ہز ہارٹ, ہارٹ از کلین, رائٹ, دیر از نو میلس, دیر از نو پرائڈ. دیر از نو پرائڈ, دیر از نو میلس, دین کین دیٹ نور آف دیٹ بایس بی کنسیلڈ, کین بی بلاکڈ آف, کین بی بلاکڈ آف. حضرت شیخ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, he's teaching in Saharanpur, so he hears that his uncle Muhammad Ilyas Sahab is just returning from Hajj, right? So now it's not clashing with his madrasa duties, teaching, etc., and he sped off to the railway station to receive his respected uncle Muhammad Ilyas Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. But in the hurry he forgot to take any cash with him. Now in India the system is that in order to get to the platform you have to buy a platform ticket. I don't know if it's still, but I know in our time also it was, you buy a platform ticket, get onto the station, or get onto the platform. But I don't have money then. And all that came to receive Mulana on the platform, Mulana is outside. Her sheikh is outside. So he goes to the ticket officer, and says to the ticket officer, ye platform ki ticket kahin udar mein bhi bechte hain. This platform ticket, you give it in concrete. Dete nahi, lekin aap le jao. You don't give it to anybody, but you may take it. On credit, you may take it. So anyway, Hazrat went off to the platform, met his uncle. One friend and acquaintance was there. So he said, can you lend me a rupee? I need to pay the ticket officer. What do you mean, pay the ticket officer? I bought it on credit. Oh, ye toh hargiz nahi hota. It can never happen. They never give you a ticket on credit. How did it ever happen? So, hey, forget that thing, whether it happened or didn't happen. Let me just go and settle this thing out. You can go and make the inquiry afterwards. Let me go and settle this thing. He settles this thing, and he asks the ticket officer, bhai, ye platform ki ticket kahin udhar mein bhi milti hai? This platform ticket is given on credit at any time. So, dete nahi, lekin maine jab is aadmi ke chehre ko dekha, main samajh gaya ki jhoot hai nahi. When I saw this man's face, I understood that he is not a liar. So I told the students, "Why? Just do two things, you'll be a winner in the life." Right? Sachche bano aur achche bano. What? Sachche bano aur achche bano. Ye bhi koi mushkil kaam hai. Sachche at three levels, sachche, right? Your face, let it be good. When your face means, when I say, let your face be good, not to put cream and whatever and make it bright, no. Have a smiling face, good face. Bastul Vaj. Hadith has encouraged this. Bastul Vaj. Whether at home, whether in the work, whether in the masjid, whatever, but a good face. Now, you think to yourself, you go home and the wife's face is pulled up. You want something, you want her to give a reply, alright. And her face is pulled up. Can you sleep that night? She just pulled the face up, and you feeling so uneasy. But tell me what happens. No, it's alright. So, one word answers, she's just giving it. Will you feel comfortable? So, one is, the face must be good. With a smile, one is the words must be good. Kulu qawlan sadida. Say good words. One is the face is nice, one is the words are nice, and number three is the heart must be also good. Then you see you're a winner. Anywhere you're going, you're a winner. At home, you're a winner. In the work, you're a winner. In the madrasa, you're a winner. In the masjid, you're a winner. Amongst friends, everywhere you go, then, I say, kafir bhi tere qadmon ko chumega. Even a non-Muslim will bow down to you. But your face be good, tongue be good, and heart is good. Allah Hafiz.